back, everyone. Welcome to Parenting Unplugged. This is Alisa.
And this is Monica.
And in today's episode, we are going to be going over setting boundaries with visitors after bringing your newborn home. We have touched on this several times before and the importance of setting boundaries for your mental health and just for the needs of your baby and for your family. We felt like it was like really important to just set aside an episode to expand a little bit more on this topic and the importance of setting these boundaries to give space for your growing family.
Yeah, I mean, another thing apart like about setting these healthy boundaries, I think, especially as like new parents or even, you know, seasoned parents, it's sometimes really hard to set these boundaries because as humans, we have a hard time saying no. And I think, you know, it does take some practice and some growth, you know, to allow yourself, to allow your family to create those boundaries, which are really so important when you do become a little family, because you know, like you've just had a baby, you need your body to heal or to start to heal. And you need that space to start recuperating and to start recovering in every sense.
Right. You need the space. And then like, obviously, you know, you're exhausted. You're exhausted. So the last thing you want to do is, you know, host people that really shouldn't be coming to your house, you know, and then also obviously, you know, you're tired, you're sleep deprived. There's so many layers behind it. It's just, you know, it's way too much, I think, to have to try to host people or try to have people over when obviously you need to be setting those boundaries for you and your family. There's like so many emotions behind it. But, you know, when it comes to like the types of visitors I feel like that we can get when we are postpartum, there's like so many different ones that we can get into. But, you know, some of them are helpful, I think, you know, the ones that come over and maybe like my mother, for example, she came over and, you know, she cooked for me. She was a welcome visitor. A welcome visitor. But then, you know, there's the ones that, you know, can pop in uninvited, or, you know, the ones that overstay as well, that maybe like end up staying the night without really, you know, asking if they could. So I think that the healthy boundaries, they should be spoken about before having a baby, because once the baby's here, you know, trying to catch up your partner on how you feel and the type of boundaries that you're trying to set in place, I think like it's almost too late, you know, like there's like so much happening at the same time that I think realistically you need to like be talking about this while you're pregnant and while you're planning for, you know, for your postpartum journey.
And again, like everyone is so different, right? So you know, me and you, Alisa, can talk about like these boundaries and maybe saying like, okay, we would, in hindsight, maybe we wouldn't have many visitors for the first, however, you know, whatever length of time. But then there are, you know, everyone is different, because there's families that are like, okay, we want people from day one, you know, like, and we want a house full of people constantly. So I think it's, I like what you said, Alisa, about like it's too late once the baby's already here, because you're right, like you don't know what's going on around you, like it's chaos, you're in the newborn trenches, right? So you don't have the mental space to even consider, you know, what boundaries do we have with visitors, are there any boundaries, do we want boundaries, you know, what does that look like? And I can definitely tell you that I didn't really think of this when I was pregnant. I don't know about you, Alisa, but I didn't think about this at
really?
All.
I don't want anyone here.
I really didn't think about that. I mean, I mean, obviously I had Noah and, you know, I had like that kind of like that difficult start because of the reasons we went into before. And I didn't really think about the visitors, but then I think as well, and I don't know if any of our listeners feel like this, but you know, like when you have the, when you watch the movies and it's like, okay, you give birth and there's like 100 people in like the delivery room and like there's like big balloons and flowers and then Like, is it there's like a massive party afterwards, but the mum is fine and she's got like a whole face of makeup on. It's like everything's great. And like I feel like you go through life having this kind of expectation maybe of what it would be. And then the reality obviously is just so different, you know. You just like you've kind of just been, you know, you've been cut in half to like bring a baby into the world, like whatever kind of delivery method you use or had. And then you're kind of like in this other world that you don't know about, especially, you know, as a first time mum, you have no idea what you're going into. And I think in hindsight, I definitely would have had a conversation with George about this, definitely. Because as soon as you bring your baby into the world, you know, you're then going into sleep deprivation land, you know, you're going into zombie land, you know, and like it's hard enough to have like an actual conversation with your partner, like a logical
Yeah,
explanation,
logical.
because you're both surviving.
Oh, yeah.
Surviving is the word.
Survival.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's definitely worth having a conversation about that before baby comes. And like it's like having a conversation and like what do you and your partner want, or if you do
Exactly.
have a partner or whatever situation you're in, like what do you want that to look like for you? Because that is very much part of your healing journey. You
Yeah.
know, if you let people in too soon, if you don't let people in at all, you know, you need to decide what that looks like for you and what you want that to look like as well.
Exactly. And it's so important to like set these boundaries as well, because like during the newborn phase, you are recovering, like you said, you're bonding with the baby, and this like huge emotional adjustment that the mothers and the fathers are going through, that obviously, you know, it's like so important to set these boundaries ahead of time. Because like you said, you don't have the mental capacity to have like a logical conversation about like who you want and who you don't want at the house, because then the last thing you want to happen is like people come over and it'd be like someone, you know, related to your partner that you possibly didn't want that to be in the house, and then that be like another fight that you're picking. So obviously, you know, avoiding fights and avoiding, you know, disagreements, because obviously during that time everything is just like so blurry. So I think that setting those boundaries ahead of time is so important. And like, you know, I think that like obviously, you know, there's so many issues with having boundaries, and it's so hard to do it, because like you said, a lot of people have a hard time saying no because you feel bad. I think that you were saying that it's a celebration, and I think that it is absolutely a celebration. It should be something that's celebrated. It should be almost feel like a party. Like it should really be, you know. Obviously, it's a you gave birth to a child into this world, so it is something worth celebrating. But I think that you can kind of celebrate it in your own way with your chosen people. And so, you know, for this time, I think that like visitors too soon after birth, or coming over and like not respecting feeding or sleep schedules. Or even bringing like people over that are sick as well. Like for me, for example, I think for me, I didn't really have issues really with too many people coming over, because I've spoken about this before. Camila was born in November of 2021, so it was, you know, the last wave of COVID kind of happened around that time, where people were getting tested still and things like that. So really, people weren't really visiting anyways. And if they were, I was testing them at the door. For me, what happened the most was like, for example, you know, making sure that people weren't sick from COVID. I was navigating life of, you know, nursing, of like breastfeeding Kami. So, you know, obviously navigating that life, that world of breastfeeding, is very hard and it's very stressful. You know how it is when you're first like born, when baby's first born, you just basically have the baby on you 24/7. And I would spend a lot of time in Camila's nursery, because we used to have like her nursing chair in there. So I remember specifically, I had one visitor come over. I remember that like my partner told me that that person was coming, and you know, giving me the heads up. And I'm like, well, all right. You know, like, okay, I guess. But the time came and I was nursing Kami, and I had like still like just feeding finished nursing her. She was fussy, so I was trying to put her to sleep. And it ended up happening that I ended up not really bringing Kami out much to like the living room area, you know, where the visitor was. And I almost felt pressured, like I had to. But you know, obviously, Kami was fussy. She was just born a couple of weeks ago. Like, you're under so much pressure, and you know, it's just sometimes it's not a good time. It's not a good time. That's okay, you know. And visitors need to know that they might not even see your baby like that if you come if they come over, because maybe the baby is sleeping the whole time, or maybe, you know, just figuring out newborn stages with mom, so or dad. But yeah, I think that like I think that's mostly, you know, of the issues that I had. I think when it came to obviously navigating life, COVID, and then, you know, visitors coming over expecting to see the baby, and it happened that it just wasn't a good time.
But
So
then, like,
yeah.
you can always plan with visitors. Like, okay, if you want to plan with visitors to come over, but in that delicate period of time, you
Exactly.
never know what you're going to be
Yeah.
facing,
Yeah.
because you might think to yourself, yeah, great, come in a couple of weeks, but
Right.
then you might have latch issues, and then you might have engorgement, and then you might be very in a lot of pain. And then it's like, okay, so you're still expected to put on a brave face and have someone over. But it's also more than that. I feel like, especially as women, you feel like, well, I mean, obviously every woman is different, but I know that if someone comes into my space, into my home, I want my home to look the best that it can. I like it to smell nice. I want it to be clean. I want everyone to feel like welcome. And so before you know it, you're hosting them, but you've just had a baby. Does that make sense? Does it
Absolutely
make
not.
sense to host someone?
Absolutely not. Absolutely no hosting. I mean, that's with one child. Imagine with multiple. Someone
No, there's no way.
comes
I
to
feel
visit me,
like,
you're going to be getting yourself a cup of water yourself.
And I feel like it takes, I feel like mums in your kind of era will understand this more, but I feel like maybe older relatives, they've kind of forgotten, especially even in like a men or even women, like, and they're kind of like from an older generation, they forget this. So obviously when they come over, they're like, oh, let's hold the baby. And you're kind of like, oh, I don't really want that, but I'm not sure, but I don't know how to say no. So here you go. And it's like, and I want to kind of just go into this whole topic that I feel like is really important to discuss, is how to say no without that guilty feeling. Because like we were saying earlier, women in general, we do have a very hard time saying no, right? And when your baby comes along, of course it's amazing that all your friends and family want to meet your baby. And in no way am I saying that that's not right, because that's lovely to have that support around you. But I think as an individual, as a woman, as a now mum, we need to normalize being able to say, maybe you don't need to say no, you can just say, not right now. The timing is not great right now, but thank you for your support. And like finding ways of being able to express that and kind of still stay in that power, in your own power, because you do have the power. It's your baby,
Yes, it is.
but even in those situations, it's incredible how hard it is for us to say no,
Yeah, I think that,
right?
like you said, I think, like you said, like, you just instead of saying straight up no, because some people just won't understand that, you know, obviously, I think that like reframing that and you know, using different language can help. And I think that even saying something like that, this is our recovery time. So it's, you know, it's straight up, it's what it is. You're recovering. You just birthed the baby in whichever way that you did, and you are recovering from that. The baby is adjusting to a new life, and so is your partner. So this is your recovery time, and I think that it is completely healthy for you to set those boundaries in place, and you know, let people know what it is that you know that you are deciding to do with your family, and what it is that you're not deciding to do. So, and I think that like even you know, there's a lot of different boundaries that can be put in place postpartum. The visitor part, I think, is a very important part. But even like, for example, in the Hispanic community, kissing is a big thing. So I don't know how our listeners feel about this, but kissing like the baby on the cheek is big within like the Hispanic community, and they they just obviously everybody wants to like kiss your baby and hug your baby, and that's totally fine. But obviously you carry germs like on your lips. So I think that transferring germs from your lips to like the baby's cheek, I think, is not, I don't think that that's okay. And it's funny because I was kind of always against it with Kami's early days. Like now, obviously, Kami's, she's a toddler, and how, with my mother, I could never really say no to her kissing her granddaughter. Like that was like, that's like offensive to her. But I remember like in the early days, I was always trying to tell people not to do it, especially because of COVID. I'd tell them like, if I ever saw someone trying to do it, I'd be like, oh, please, no kissing. Thank you. But for Kami's first birthday, someone kissed her on the cheek. And the reason why I know that is because there was a big red cheek kiss mark on her cheek.
That's so funny.
You want to know what happened after that?
Oh no, did she get ill?
She got an allergic reaction on her cheek. You
Oh
won't
no.
believe that.
Oh
And that's
my
it. Can you
gosh.
believe that? Yeah. I remember, and I have pictures. Like I look back at it now, and this is exactly why you shouldn't be doing it. Because you don't know if, like, whatever it is that you're using, whatever lipstick it is, or oils, or something like that, that you are using, the baby could have some kind of reaction, especially in the early stages when you're like they're still building their immune system. So I had to get like Benadryl for her or like allergy medicine because it was puffing up. And
Oh
I was
my
afraid that it was going to turn
gosh.
into something else. Isn't that wild?
That is crazy. I mean, that's insane. And like that just reiterates like, every parent is different. And of course, like it's up to you as the mum and the dad or the partners to establish, what those boundaries are. But I feel like just as a sign of respect, you should even like a glance to the parents and be like, or just asking permission, again, it does depend person to person. But it is important because the parents are going through such a time anyway, like juggling all of these new changes, these new emotions, this fierce protection. Like I know, like when Noah was like, even now, obviously, you have it forever, but especially in those newborn days, I didn't want anyone near him. I was like in fierce protection mode, and that's normal though. Like you, like, and that is normal. And when you are going through those, like these big emotions, you need to know where to set your boundaries because you don't want it to happen like what happened to poor Cammy, like on her birthday.
I was just like, I remember seeing her kiss the kiss mark there, and I'm like, someone kissed her cheek. And then I tried to like rub it off because I thought it was red from the actual like lipstick, but no, it stayed there and it like kind of like expanded a bit. And I'm
Oh
like,
my gosh.
all right. But you see, I like what you said about asking permission. I honestly think that that's very like respectful when you do that, and it shows that you care about the family, about the baby's health. And think that that's a great idea, and that's something that I'd like to do. Like if I meet a baby for the first time, I'm gonna ask the parent, even if they're like a parent that's like, ah, pff, I don't care, I'm still gonna ask, is it okay if I hold the baby, because you don't know how that person, the parents are, and type of boundaries that they have in place. And I think that asking permission is absolutely important, but in the Hispanic community, it's kind of hard to set those boundaries because they don't really understand. But that's where, I think that compromising and then holding firm to some of those boundaries, are important. So, like for example, for me, I compromise with my mother. My mother wants to kiss Kami. I'm gonna let her kiss Kami because if I don't, she's gonna get extremely offended.
Yeah.
But you know, certain people, for example, a newborn baby, for example, like someone, you know, like a friend or like someone that, you know, I'm not that close with that possibly wants to come and kiss Kami, I might be like, no, don't do that. Please don't, you know, no kissing.
Yeah.
So you gotta know when to compromise and when not to, and you know, set those boundaries for yourself.
Yeah. And also, you need to think about, especially like a newborn baby, like the newborn baby. They only know the smell of mum and dad or the partners, right? So, too much kind of moving around, you need to think about, how do they, how would they feel as well? Like
Right.
they
Exactly.
were all they they've just come out of your womb, like they just want to feel comfortable and cozy with you, and that's all they know, So yeah, I definitely do think so. And I think another thing that I think it's being voiced a lot more. Like I see it a lot more on social media now is when we do have visitors, as like the parents, I think it's really important to for the visitors to understand, like if you have a slight cold, if you have had like even like an infection on your hands, I don't know, that like you're not fully recovered with, I think it is really important. Even if you really want to see the baby, I think it's really important to still tell the parents that. And I feel like it wasn't really spoken about before. And again, I do see it more often, like people are being more vocal about this. But if you are feeling like, okay, you've got a tickly cough, or like you can you kind of feel like your immune system's kind of going down a few days before you're meant to meet, like tell the mum. Because the mum won't get offended. Like it's more respectful to be like, you know what, don't worry, let's reschedule. Let's just do a FaceTime or something for now, because the baby's immune system is just so it's not there yet. So, I think for visitors, you need to really respect, and if anything's going on with you, like just don't go near the baby, and just wait until you feel 100% healthy. Because that was a big thing that even I was like mindful of, even when I was pregnant, like even when you're pregnant, you don't want to be around ill people, because if you go down, the bet your baby inside you can get affected, and especially as like a new mum or seasoned mum, it is important, because you don't want that coming around you, even though it's done through love. You still don't want that around you, because that's going to affect your newborn baby. So
Exactly. I think like also, when you're setting these like boundaries in place, and like let's say for example, if you are the visitor and you know that you're sick and you are, you know, and you decide to communicate to the parent that just had a baby that I'm not going to come over because I'm sick. I think that by you doing that, it shows that you're being respectful, that and that you really care, and that you really care about their newborn baby, and that you obviously wouldn't want them to get sick. So it's actually like really a sign of respect. And it's really, you know, I think it's really a good thing when people do come around. And I think that we're starting to see it maybe more after COVID. You know, people are just like more aware if they're like healthy or not healthy, and you know, they decide to like, you know, stay back if they're not feeling well. And I think that even like this applies like generally with like with kids in general, because kids' immune systems are all over the place. So like obviously newborn stages is like what we're talking about right now, but even, you know, going into like the next years after newborn stages, you know, once, you know, you're still like if you're visiting a house that has kids, I think it still shows like that you really care about the family if you decide not to visit them because you're not feeling well, or you let them know, or you know, could you communicate ahead of time? Because obviously kids get sick all the time, and like, you know, they're still building their immune system as they grow.
No, absolutely. And I think ultimately, as a mum, in your gut instinct what you want to do. And I think we just need to give more voice to these mums, to us mums. Like you don't you don't owe access to your baby to anyone. And I think that's really powerful. You can give access to whoever you want. Like, this isn't anyone else's baby, this is your baby. And you are entitled to do what you think is right for you and your new family or your growing family. And that is absolutely fine. And I feel like, bottom line, you have to trust your instinct, communicate with your partner if you have a partner, and just, it's okay to set these boundaries. It's good, it's healthy. And then, and just we hope that you have that support around you, because ultimately you really need that as a mum. Whether you're a new mum or whether you're 3, 4 kids down the line, like, you still need that communication, that support, the right to say no if you want to say no.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, obviously, you go from not being a mother. If you this is the first time that you have the you know your first child, you go from not being a mother to being a mother. So before, you might not have had those boundaries in place, and your friends or your family might not be used to your new way of life. So
Right.
obviously, things have changed for you. And while things are changing for you at home, I think that it's also healthy for your environment to change. Because obviously you now have a growing family. So these are all things that we are, starting to process while growing a family. The environment changes too. And like I've said this before, but like I think that postpartum times are like truly golden times. And I think that, they should be like, you should be definitely setting these boundaries in place to be able to sit back and just, and just like take in these days, because they're so important. So, and like, another thing is that, I think that boundaries long term are going to lead to healthier relationships if you start setting those early on. So, and what I was saying about when, if you go from not being a mother to being a mother, obviously setting these boundaries with whoever it is around you, sooner or later they'll understand, like, oh, okay. Oh, she's doing this because, like, obviously the baby can get sick, or she's just taking extra precaution, extra measures for her baby, for her baby's health. And they will soon catch up with you, and they'll understand why it is that you're doing these things. So,
Yeah.
I think that's why it's important to do it early on and have that support from your partner as well. I think that that is also extremely, extremely helpful, because when you can't communicate it, they'll communicate it for you.
Yeah, and having that support is so good. Like, it's key for
Yeah.
you both to be on the same page,
Exactly. So yeah, I think that today's episode was a really, really good one. We touched on some really good things, and I think that that postpartum, there's so many weeds in there that we can pull out, but this is definitely one of the most important ones, because there's just so much going on that the last thing you need is just like added baggage, people coming over that you don't want, or things like that, people knocking on your door, or different
Yeah.
kind of environments around you that you don't want. So I think that setting those expectations and those boundaries are just going to set you up for a better postpartum recovery journey and a better time with your baby overall.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think as a takeaway for today, just remember that saying no doesn't mean that you don't care. It is just setting healthy boundaries. And as a mum, you have that instinct, you have that mama instinct, and I think we just all need to learn to trust it and to let it lead us, ultimately, and not just through those newborn stages in life. You have that mum instinct, and it's there for us to use.
It's there. It is there. It's something that you learn to use, early days, like early postpartum days. You'll start seeing it coming in, and I think that it's so important as mothers, like we need to lean on that. Because there's so much other information out there that as long as you trust your instinct and trust your mother gut, that is really what's going to lead the way for you and what's going to like pave the way for, for a healthier relationship with your child and all of that. So So yeah, guys, I think that like I said, this was a really great episode. I was so happy to talk about this. This is something that's like extremely important for these early postpartum days and early childhood days in general. So just to wrap up, I just wanted to give all of our listeners a big thank you for tuning in every other week. And for everyone that's been leaving us reviews to our podcast, also.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we love seeing your feedback. So if you guys have any other stories to share, please feel free to leave any feedback. You can go in on our Spotify or on in our Apple podcast and leave a comment there and subscribe as usual so you can get a notification for every time that we drop a new episode. So thank you so much for joining this week.
Thank you, and we look forward to tuning in with you for our next episode.
Thank you guys.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.